With Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson, I'm Randy Carricker. Great to have you with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. And the National Hockey League and the people who televise the NHL will be celebrating International Women's Day on March 8th, the night of the Blues-Blackhawks game. NBC Sports Network is going to have an all-women's crew. Kate Scott will call the action alongside Kendall Coyne Schofield and A.J. Molesko. And then on the 10th, that is next Tuesday, you'll be able to see Jamie Hirsch on NHL Network, and she'll host the third annual all-female edition of NHL Now. You can visit NHLnetwork.com for your local channel listings. And Jamie Hirsch is with us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN in St. Louis. Jamie, thanks for taking some time with us. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Jamie, how much fun do you have with the all-female broadcast, the NHL Now, the third time doing it? I'd have to think that you really enjoy doing these.
Absolutely. It really is special that, our network takes the time to even recognize that, hey, maybe we should try something like this. So the fact that that came about 2 years ago, and here we are, year three doing it, it's just gotten bigger and better the past, since the first year. Last year was bigger and better, and now this year I expect great things as well. And, really more than anything, it's just a treat to be able to share our hockey knowledge and just have it be women. The biggest thing that we promote about this show is that it's not supposed to be a drastically different format of a show. It's supposed to be just like any other version of NHL Now that we do Monday through Friday all season long, except it's just women talking about it. And that's what makes it cool, is normalizing the fact that we can also have just as good of content and just as quality of conversation about the game and the news surrounding the game. And just the fact that we're women does not change that. So it's been a really cool event to kind of bring to people's attention throughout the years.
Well, and the really cool thing is everything that you lay out there. And plus, you have so many sports fans that are out there and so many young women that are into sports, that love it, whether it's hockey, baseball, football, whatever it is, but maybe want to get into this field and want to do this and be a part of it, and have maybe thought in the past, I don't know if I can do it, it's all guys. That serves as a reminder, seeing that. It's an inspiration. I'm sure that is kind of part of the thing that feels good for you doing it as well.
It definitely does. And, I think back to when I was a young girl growing up and what even sparked my interest in becoming a sports broadcaster. And it was watching Michelle Tafoya on Monday Night Football at the time. I know she does Sunday Night Football now, but at the time it was Monday Night Football for her, and seeing her in that role, talking sports, interviewing athletes with really informed questions, and being a woman, not just being a pretty face on the sideline, but actually being a very intelligent and well-spoken, articulate part of the team, actually normalized it for me, thinking, wow, that's really cool. She really knows football and likes football and is good at talking about it. So I could do that too someday. And so now, whether it's football or hockey or whatever the sport may be, there are young girls out there. And also I would say young boys too, that I think it's really beneficial to see women in different roles on TV and to hear their voices and to grow up thinking, oh, that's totally normal, and that's something that I could do or my sister could do or anything like that. So that's why it is really special to be a part of that. It's the most rewarding when I get to meet young girls at either the Stanley Cup Final or All-Star Weekend, whatever the event may be. My favorite part is always meeting fans who say, oh, I want to be just like you when I grow up, because that means that we're doing something right.
That's awesome. Jamie Hirsch of NHL Network with us on 101 ESPN, and the International Women's Day, the third annual all-female edition of NHL Now, is Tuesday, March 10th at 3:00 St. Louis time. Jamie, another part of this is that there are so many women playing hockey, and I find the Olympic female hockey to be really compelling. We have a lot of girls that play hockey here in the St. Louis area. The former Cardinal manager Mike Matheny's daughter went to Ohio State to play, and I know that you're aware that during All-Star Weekend, the Blues and the league made a long-term investment in girls and women's hockey here in St. Louis. It's cool to see so many girls playing hockey.
It's so cool, and I love here in St. Louis for All-Star Weekend when we had that 3-on-3 tournament and also a couple of the girls taking part in the skills competition, too. I feel lucky to have gotten to know so many members of that gold medal winning team from a few years back. And to have Alex Briesby now this year joining us is so exciting because, you know, she's obviously a huge name, but also just to have a goalie, I feel like we usually hear from the Hillary Knights and the Kendall Coys, and that's great, but to hear a goalie's perspective and everything that she's been through, and even just, you know, we always say goalies are a little bit different, right? That's what we like to say. And so to hear kind of her perspective too, as you know, a goalie, what made her want to get into that position, get into the sport, and her experiences to this point too, as well as serving as analyst for us while we talk about NHL games. That's what makes this really special because she is certainly a guest of ours. We are going to hear her story and she'll share it, but she's also going to really break down the X's and O's of NHL action, usually from the night before, since we do air from 4 to 6 Eastern. So it's usually, you know, looking at what happened the previous night and then previewing the action to come later on that night, which, like you said, includes the Blues Blackhawks. So that should be a great one to preview.
And Alex, if that name rings a bell with St. Louis fans, she's married to a St. Louisan. Her husband, Aiden Cavallini, was born and grew up here in St. Louis. He's the son of former Blue Gino Cavallini. So when I heard Alex's name, I said, man, I got to check this out because there has to be some connection there, right? And she's fantastic.
Yeah, she really is. And she was able to take part in an on-ice demo recently with Jackie Redmond and then also Amanda Kessel, which hockey fans recognize that name, of course. She's the sister of Phil Kessel, but obviously a gold medal winner in her own right and a fantastic hockey player, too. So there's so many different elements of the show. I hope that people are going to be able to tune in and check it out. And if for some reason you can't, I know our social media team does a really great job of getting clips out there from that show. So keep an eye on our Twitter and our Instagram pages to make sure that you don't miss any of that content because it really is going to be special. It's been so fun in the past. The first year was actually right after the U.S. women won gold at the Olympics. And we had Monique and Jocelyn Lamoureux, the twin sisters, both in studio, and they brought their gold medals, and I just about died with happiness. I never actually held a gold medal, and just to have that experience and talk to them was a dream come true.
Jamie, I want to hit on a couple of Blues things with you really quick. You know, things are going pretty darn well for the defending Stanley Cup champs. They got 90 points. They're ahead of the Central Division. But we've talked all year long about how the fact that it's not like just one guy pulling the weight for the entire team. So I want to ask you, from a national perspective, who is the face of the franchise for you? When you think about the Blues, who do you think about?
I tend to think of Ryan O'Reilly because of the Conn Smythe and just because of the way that he's kind of stepped up as a vocal leader, not only probably in the dressing room, but certainly in the media. But it is kind of funny to think of him as the face of it because he's relatively new, right?
Right.
And so, you know, maybe we'd think of Alex Pietrangelo. I know he, more than ever before, I thought during All-Star Weekend, Petro was so, you know, willing to do each and every interview with every outlet, every station. And that, you know, in the past, he's been kind of a quieter leader. So maybe that's why he's not the first person that comes to mind, but he certainly was able to take on that role during All-Star Weekend. And I was really blown away by the job that he did kind of as an ambassador for St. Louis during that spotlight. But I would say that, I mean, Jordan Binnington's the face of the story, I think, behind last year's team. I think everyone will always associate the cup run with Jordan Binnington just because of how it coincided with the turnaround. But I would say Ryan O'Reilly. That's going to be my guess nationally as to who the face is.
And it didn't break our hearts last night to see Colorado lose in overtime to the Ducks. They're still 2 points behind the Blues with a game in hand. I kind of look at the West, Jamie, as it being, as we head into the playoffs, the Blues and the Avalanche. Do you think there's another team that could be an interloper there?
Definitely the Dallas Stars, and I would throw in the Western Conference Vegas right into the mix, if only because of the addition they made at the trade deadline by getting Robin Lehner. I think that right there automatically makes to the contender because before that, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury has shown signs that he probably needs a little more rest than he's been able to get. And when he wasn't in the net, it really was kind of scary for Vegas for a while. So now that they have a solid number two who has actually been kind of more of a 1A or 1B in Chicago all year in Robin Leonard, I think he makes them very dangerous. And I would throw Dallas in the mix as well. Excuse me. I think, you know, I was just talking last night with Kevin Weeks on NHL Tonight about the importance of winning the division, maybe more than even in recent years, in the Central specifically, because one of those three teams, Colorado, St. Louis, Dallas, I'm just going to go ahead and say that they're going to finish top three in whatever order it may be. But one of those teams is going to go home after the first round. And so you do not want to be in that 2-3 matchup. The importance of winning the division is paramount this year, if only too, because not only do you have to play a really top tier team in the first round, but that series, whoever those two teams are, probably going to go seven. And it's probably going to be a grueling, really exhausting series. You might lose a couple players to injury. So, and that could change the entire, you know, course of your Stanley Cup run. So I think if, you know, for Blues fans, you got to want them to win the division just because it would be great, but more so just so that you can avoid playing Colorado or Dallas in that first round.
That's a great point. And the Blues play at Colorado in the last game of the season. That might decide who has to play Dallas and who gets to play the second wild card team. So that might be a monster game in the last day of the season.
Yeah, and it came down to that last game a couple of years ago, right? To see who
right.
would even get into the playoffs.
And the Blues missed.
A sneaky little rivalry going, I think. People don't automatically think of Colorado and St. Louis as being rivals, but I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, especially if they meet in the playoffs at some point this year. I mean, that's going to just be an epic series to watch.
Jamie Hirsch, we love your work. Thanks so much for taking some time, and we'll be tuned in on Tuesday.
Thank you so much, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you later.